Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Swing State Showdown.
We are going to win Florida. Florida goes blue. It's over.
Virus shatters daily record.
The numbers are stunning.
In the wake of the storm.
Cleaning up the yard, preparing food outside.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 4 days to go. It's the home stretch for the presidential campaign. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says President Trump and Joe Biden are hitting the states that could make or break the election.
Our home state, Florida.
The president and Joe Biden rallied their supporters in Tampa, Florida.
Hello, Tampa.
Tampa is part of the critical Central Florida corridor that often decides statewide elections.
Donald Trump just had a super spreader event here again. They're spending more than just coronavirus. He's spreading division and discord.
You know the bottom line, though? You're going to get better. You're going to get better. If I can get better, anybody can get better.
Biden had to cut his Tampa event short.
God bless you all.
Because of the rain. While the president was forced to postpone a rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, due to high winds and rain left over from Tropical Storm Zeta.
Early voting numbers have been off the charts. CBS's Janet Shamlian says in Texas, more than 8.5 million votes have been cast, 95% of the 2016 total.
Houston voters are turning out in record numbers this year.
Texans in general are pretty fed up with how things have been.
But it's young Texans driving the historic surge.
Our votes do count.
21-year-old Jacqueline Harrell is voting for the first time.
We have to work as a team to really push what we want to happen.
Harrell is among more than 1 million voters under the age of 30. Shattering records for early voting in Texas.
This is actually my first time voting. I usually haven't really found it as important as I do this year.
The Lone Star State has added almost 2 million voters in the last 4 years. They're largely young and Latino and more likely to vote Democrat.
The pandemic numbers are concerning. The U.S. set a new daily record with more than 90,000 new cases yesterday. There have been more than 9 million infections in this country now. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
These are grim milestones which will certainly continue through the winter until a vaccine is readily available.
Correspondent Adriana Diaz has more on the situation in the Midwest.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says surging coronavirus numbers have left him no choice but to ban indoor eating and drinking in Chicago.
We need to bring the numbers down.
Indoor socializing is growing as the weather turns cold, says epidemiologist Michael Osterholm.
We are now seen so many more people who are congregating indoors, and transmission has even increased.
Michigan's governor tightened restrictions on indoor gatherings, and officials in Wisconsin warned they're reportedly on the track to run short of ICU beds in 2 to 6 weeks. In South Dakota, the positivity rate is an astonishing 46%.
I'm Elaine Cobb in Paris, where the streets are almost empty as France is back in lockdown. All but essential stores are closed, so bakeries and supermarkets are still open, as are office supply stores, so that people can work from home. Schools are open, and now children as young as 6 have to wear masks in class.
The quarterback of the number one ranked team in college football has COVID-19. Clemson star Trevor Lawrence has mild symptoms and will miss this weekend's game against Boston College, and he might have to miss the clash with number 4 Notre Dame a week from Saturday. At least 6 deaths are blamed on Hurricane Zeta. Millions don't have power in the southeast. Count Angie Reeves among the many who will have to start all over. Her flower shop in Loosedale, Mississippi is a mess.
This is the first time I've ever had this much loss in my life, and I've been in business 8 years. It's our livelihood. I mean, it's what I do, and it's devastating to me.
Zeta was just the latest in a line of storms to pound Louisiana. The governor says it's been a tough year. U.S. officials have blamed Russia, China, and Iran for trying to interfere in the presidential election. Former Trump Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell that much of that dirty work will continue after we've all voted.
The nightmare scenario is that on election night, people will draw conclusions that their candidate has been denied the victory and that public riots will result.
The fear of possible unrest has prompted action by a major retailer. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Walmart has pulled guns and ammunition from its sales floors over fears of potential theft of firearms if its stores are broken into during civil unrest related to the election. The firearms will still be sold. They will just be kept in secure areas.
With more of us working at home in the pandemic, a new survey by the business firm Upwork indicates up to 23 million people in this country will change their home and move, mostly out of big cities. Well, critics say there's a political motivation and no science behind a Trump administration move to strip Endangered Species Act protections for gray wolves.
In the early part of the 20th century, the gray wolf had essentially become a ghost throughout the United States.
Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt says that's not true anymore. The action will now allow hunts in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Federal prosecutors say a former worker at the U.S. Embassy in Mexico is accused of drugging and sexually assaulting as many as two dozen women. Some of the attacks were videoed. Brian Raymond was arrested earlier this month in San Diego. Travis Roy, the Boston University hockey player who was paralyzed 11 seconds into his first college appearance on ice 25 years ago, has died. Roy was a fierce advocate for spinal cord injury survivors and an inspirational speaker.
You know what? I wish I could walk, but thank God for this wheelchair.
He was 45 years old. Price hike on the way for most Netflix customers. The standard subscription goes up $1 a month to $14, and the price for the premium package rises by $2 a month to $18. Well, there's news about one of the women who was a scene stealer in the new Borat movie.
You're pretty, and you're young. And any man should like you as you are.
Janice Jones babysat for Borat's daughter in the film. Now People magazine says actor Sacha Baron Cohen has donated $100,000 to her community in Oklahoma City for food and shelter. A GoFundMe page for the unemployed grandma has raised more than $125,000. Because of the pandemic, Halloween has undergone some creative revisions. KHOU-TV's Matt Doherty visited a haunted car wash in Houston.
A drive through the haunted car wash.
Parents are bringing their kids here. Their kids don't know where they're going. They think they're going for a car wash. And then there's haunters in their car all of a sudden.
The owners of the car wash thought it would be a great idea. Considering the pandemic, thousands of other people thought so too.
We've turned away hundreds of cars. Yeah, just for traffic control, and we just can't accommodate everyone.
With this Halloween prank, nightmares are guaranteed.
The Arizona Coyotes of the NHL have cut ties with their top draft pick after more was revealed about his bullying of a black classmate with disabilities 4 years ago. Mitchell Miller, at 14, pleaded guilty to an assault charge. The World News Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.